Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Yud. The Gemara tells us that if a person begins to eat before Mariv, we discussed the Mincha before Mincha. So if a person begins to eat before Mariv, so if Yol Tfilas Arbis Roshos, then he doesn't have to stop eating, even provided that he was Matir's Chagur, provided that he had undone his belt in order to eat. But if Yol Tfilas Arbis Chova, then he does have to stop in order to daven. Frak the Gemara, Mincha is a Chova, and we said he doesn't have to stop for Mincha. Why would Mariv be any different? The Gemara gave two answers. Either during a daytime su'uda, like mincha time, person is unlikely to get drunk, but during a nighttime su'uda, the person is much more likely to drink, and therefore it's much more likely to be a problem. Well, the second answer the Gemara gives is that the beginning of the zman of mincha is more set in a shorter window of time, and a person is going to be more careful not to miss it. But Mariv, the zman is kalalaila, the person is not going to be so careful not to miss it. We're much more afraid that he might miss it. The Gemara discusses how a person should dress during for davening. When he davens, he has to wear nice clothing and to put on a chagura, to put on a belt, because as he called Nikros of the Kachli Yisrael. But the Gemara discusses that some of the Amoraim, Rav Kahana, had a minug that when the world was bitsar, he would dress in a less dignified way at the Shas Tefila. He wouldn't want to look b'derech kavod. But when it was Shas Shalom, so then he would dress very nicely. He called Nikros of the Kachli Yisrael. The Gemara then discusses why Rav Chisti used to be very upset when he had to sit in being judging Dine Torah all day because of the Bittul Torah that was involved. He was never learning the whole day. So they told him, don't worry, that Gadol Schar Adayin, that you become you have such great schar because you become a shutaf with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Maisa Bereishis. And that's what it means, that Moshe Rabbeinu was judging cases from Boker Ad Erev. It's supposed to hearken back to Vayir Vayivoker Yom Echad, that it's supposed to bring us back to Maisa Bereishis, tell us that what he was doing was important, was as important as Maisa Bereishis. The Gemara says maybe he was upset that he just got weak because he didn't eat. So they said that you should only judge until the sixth hour of the day, which is the zman of a su'uda of a Talmud Chacham. You shouldn't judge past the time where it's meal time. Is a person allowed to say a davar shebekdusha in a beis hamerchitz? So the Gemara teaches us that there are three parts to a beis hamerchitz. The innermost room where people stand unclothed, you're not allowed to say any davar shebekdusha. If you're wearing tefillin, you need to remove them, and it doesn't even matter if nobody's there. In the middle room of the beis hamerchitz, where people get dressed, the changing room, so you're not allowed to say davar shebekdusha. You're not allowed to put on tefillin there, but if you're already wearing tefillin, you don't need to remove them. In the outermost room of a beis hamerchitz, where everybody is clothed, then you're allowed to say davar shebekdusha, and you're even allowed to wear tefillin in such a room. The Gemara tells us about she'ilas shalom in a beis hamerchitz, that the innermost room where everyone's standing unclothed, you're not allowed to do she'ilas shalom, because shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other rooms, you're allowed to do she'ilas shalom. Now, even though the pasuk indicates that ne'eman might be a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowed to say it in beis hakisei, because it's a description of one of Hashem's characteristics, but it's not an actual shame Hashem. The Gemara then goes back to discussing davar shebekdusha and beis hamerchitz and beis hakisei that were never used before. So beis hamerchitz is brand new, that no one ever bathed in. It was just designated to be used as beis hamerchitz. You're allowed to say davar shebekdusha. A beis hakisei that was never used before, the Gemara is a suffix in ibayi de lo ifshita, whether you're allowed to say davar shebekdusha. The Gemara then tells us a person is nosi matana lechavero, so you have to let him know when you give him matana. That's derech kavod. So that the Gemara tells us if you leave something in your friend's house without letting him know, you should let him know, and that way he'll come to love you, he'll appreciate what you had given him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let Moshe Rabbeinu know kikaran or panav, about the shine on his face, because that was something that was avida l'gluya anyway. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to figure it out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did let Klal Yisrael know about the great matana tova called Shabbos that he gave us, because even though it's avida l'gluya, the matan schar of Shabbos was not avida l'gluya, and therefore Hashem gave it to us. The Gemara parenthetically discusses, because one of the Amoraim said that he was going to give Matnos Kahuna to anyone who would teach him something great from Rav, and someone taught him the idea that you have to Nosim Matan L'Chaver Tzor Chlodiyo. So we see from there that in the days of Rav Chista, they gave Zro Lechai Mekeva and Reishis Hagez to a Kohen. In the days of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, they would give the Kohen Zro Lechai Mekeva, but not Reishis Hagez. Bizman Hazer, we're knowing not to give to a Kohen even Zro Lechai Mekeva, like the Shita of Rabbi Eloi. That's the basic Chazara of Shabbos Daf Yud.